Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations 12 Steps to Freedom. I am Kelly Fox. I missed you last week. Thank you for coming back and listening. We are doing step 7, surrender, which we are doing a little bit different this week because we're going to be talking about being humble and how that plays into surrender. I'm super excited to get started with this conversation. My beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer, is running a little late tonight, so when she comes in, I will introduce her. But for now, let me welcome our awesome guest coach, her first time to the show. Please welcome Julie Marty Pearson.
Hello, thank you for having me.
We are excited to have you here. So please tell our audience, what is it that you get to do and who is it that you get to serve?
I am a podcaster, and I am a coach for new and aspiring podcasters. So I help women get comfortable and step into their power and share their unique voice. For me, podcasting has been a great tool to share my story with the world, and so I help other women do the same by starting their own podcast.
Awesome. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, we've been doing our podcast for a long time, but I think we could still learn. You know, I think that podcasting is an ever-growing medium, and there's always more that you can do to upgrade. So I love that you are out there supporting people with sharing their passion for whatever it is they have a passion for, because there's space for it. Here with podcasting.
Absolutely. You know, I've been doing it for 3 years and it is constantly changing. I'm always learning and I love it so much. And that's how I started. I started messy. I didn't edit. And I started about one of my passions, which is pets. And that show's been going for 2 years and it just keeps growing and it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we go live, because Kelly don't want to edit, so.
I get it.
You get what you get. That's right. So let me welcome my beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer. How are you doing tonight, Terry?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Good. Glad to have you. All right. Well, let's get in it. So, the step this month is surrender. So, Julie, what does surrender mean to you?
You know, surrender, you know, can mean a lot of things. But for me in my life, a lot, I've had to just kind of surrender into what's supposed to be. And sometimes we fight for something we think we're supposed to have or a certain way something's supposed to go for us. But for me, I've really learned that you just kind of got to surrender into the path that is supposed to be yours.
Yeah. And that totally plays into humbled. Because for me, the way I see this is an acceptance of who you are and what your journey is and how you process things. An acceptance of you are where you're supposed to be. And, you know, surrendering that need to go faster or that need to compare your journey with someone else's or your need to, you know, wish, hope, pray that you were this, that, or the other, you know, but to really accept, love yourself for where you are and love yourself to the next place, you know, and not compare or beat yourself up for not being somewhere else.
Absolutely. Yes to all that. I think what you said is really important is acceptance. I think a lot of us have a hard time with that, accepting the way things are, or maybe the way they're supposed to be, even if it's not what we wanted. I know a lot of my journey to surrendering and being humbled has been due to health issues I've faced throughout my life. And sometimes it's really hard to acknowledge that. You just have to kind of accept it and take what you got and just keep moving forward.
Yeah. Love that. Terry, how about you?
Yeah, I really appreciate what both of you said. When you talk about humble or humility, I think that to me that means that you're teachable, you're pliable, you're flexible. That I spent a good part of my life wanting to be in control. And a lot of my angst came from trying to control things I have no control over. And that just leads to frustration and overwhelm and anger and sadness and just, you know, feelings of inadequacy, feelings of not being enough, control other people, control circumstances, and control the future. And so for me, surrendering is all the things that you've talked about so far, as well as surrendering to the moment. And we actually make every decision and choice that we make in a moment's time. And recognizing that the control, what we can control is our attitude. We can control our reactions. We can control our willingness, our awareness. We can control the things that are happening in the moment. And so many times in my experience, and I believe in a lot of human beings' experience, is we want to stay in the past and we let the past affect what we do in the moment. Or we want to control what happens in the future. Like you were saying, Julie, we want things to end up a certain way. So we attach ourselves to specific outcomes. And all of that is, none of that is in the present moment. And so I've learned to surrender my expectations, to void others' expectations of me, and to truly practice aligning my decisions in the moment with who I am at my core, and make those decisions based upon that moment and what I have control over in that moment. And that surrendering to the process, and then surrendering my faith, because I have a lot of faith in my higher power, whom I call God. I have a lot of faith that he controls my journey. He provides me with these opportunities, and I'm going to surrender to that as well, knowing that I can do what I can do, but the rest is a gift to me, the grace of God to me, and to accept that. So when I think about surrender, those are the things that come to my mind, letting go of the past, not anticipating the future, but aligning my moment-by-moment choice and decision process on my faith, the faith of who I am at my core. And that's how, when I'm able to practice that, which is a constant journey of practice, the better I feel about myself, the more confidence I have, the more ability I have to be flexible and teachable. It's like I am a lifelong learner. I know that there's still so much for me to learn. And I've been at it for a long time, but I know and I love the fact that I can learn more every moment. And when you're talking about, you know, your podcast, I feel like that's an opportunity for us to learn from each other, which is what makes it really kind of fun. And you get to hear a lot of perspectives. And if you're open to that and you're willing to, you know, go with the flow and learn from other people and then align that with your values and your journey. There's so much you can learn from people with different perspectives, different faiths, you know, different experiences, different cultures that really can add to your journey as well. So it's a journey of making moment by moment choices and decisions that are in alignment with your faith and with your values at your core. So that's what brought up to me while I was listening to both of you.
Yeah.
That's so great. So much of what you said, I'm like, yes, yes. But something you said to me really, you know, when you talked about when we worry about the expectations of others, I think that's something that we often get bogged down in. I know for mm-hmm. me, as a woman, I'm 46. I do not have human children. That was just not something that I now believe was a part of my journey. Mm-hmm. But getting to here and the expectations of others of whether I should have kids and why don't you have kids and all of those kinds of questions that I have, you know, encountered throughout my life is sure. A lot of that was me surrendering to what I had to know was my correct path, my journey, without mm-hmm. the expectations of what other people thought I should do or wanted me to do. And so that's definitely something that humbled me. You know, I had a hysterectomy about 4 years ago, and I remember being in recovery that night, overnight in the hospital. I didn't think about it ahead of time that I was on the ward where all the women were after they gave birth. So I'm recovering from a surgery that, you know, is the end of my fertility and ability to have children, hearing the brand new babies crying throughout the night and all of that bustle of family coming to visit and everything. Definitely an experience I had that was very humbling, that I had to just completely surrender to the moment and allow myself to process it both physically and emotionally, what I was going through.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have 6 kids and I have been questioned about all of that as well. So,
yeah, I think it's, yeah, I think it's, so, myself. It's something all women deal with no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody has an opinion of what you should be doing, or what you should have done, or, how you should be doing what you're doing. And, you know, surrendering all of that and just trusting yourself that, your path is your path and you're going to take it one step at a time and, you know, and be open and teachable, like Terry was saying. I think I have learned so much from my kids and continue to. And I've also have grown in my own belief in myself because of them. And this was the path for me to learn from them and for them to learn from me and for me to step up in a way that as a teenager or in my early 20s, never thought this would be my journey. And yet I was open and willing to step into what my path was, and now I'm a mom of 6. And I think I'm crazy. So when other people say it, it's fine. But this was the path I was given. And I think accepting that is not easy. You know, there's plenty of times where I think, what would our life be like if we had stopped at 2? Or if we had stopped at 3? You know, would we have the same problems and issues that we have now? Would I feel as overwhelmed? Would I have been a better mom if I was only being a mom to 2 instead of trying to be a mom to 6? You know, there's all these different ways that we question ourselves, that we question our choices. And when we can just accept and surrender to, this is the life you have, Kelly, and you are doing the best you can when you can, you know, and just surrendering to the fact that this was the life I was given and, you know, accept, okay, now what are you going to do with it?
Right. Yeah, it's something Terry said that, you know, so much of us and other people, we get stuck in the past. oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. Or maybe I didn't make the right decision. It's like, well, it is okay to think about it, but you don't want to be stuck in it because it's not doing you any good in this moment, and it's not going to get you anywhere forward. And that's what we have to be focused on. It can be really hard.
Exactly.
It's really important.
Yeah, I think the blame game or the shame game, you know, the guilt game that we put ourselves through is usually born and bred in the past. And if we can surrender that, maybe we could have done better. Maybe we could have made a better choice or a decision, but we wouldn't be capable of making the decisions we make now in the present if we hadn't had those experiences in the past. So it's like honoring those experiences for what they've taught us, you know, as a learner. Honoring the past in terms of it's taught us a lot. It gave us lessons. It gave us, you know, evidence of how to move forward. But dwelling on that or using that as an excuse or blaming ourselves or shaming ourselves or feeling guilty, those are tools that are destructive. And so, you know, I could have done things differently. This is what I did. I learned that. And now in this moment, I'm making a choice to do better. And then move forward in that by surrendering. But as I surrender it, I still can honor it. I can still ask myself, what did I learn and how do I apply that now in this situation? And then the past becomes a springboard to living in the present and working towards your future journey as well. So I think, you know, I in my life, I see a light and a darkness. And to me, the darkness pulls us into the past, and the past is dark. And that way, when it becomes a tool to blame ourselves or shame ourselves or guilt ourselves, and that to me is the dark side. I want to be on the light side. And that is, okay, I learned that, and now it's going to help propel me forward. And thank you for the lesson. Let it go.
Yeah.
It's so true, because I think I found that even in speaking to people through the podcasting journey is just like people worry about what people are going to think about them if they share a part of them or if they share a story. They're going to, you know, worry about showing all of themselves. And it's like the best thing you can do for yourself is bring all that with you, your story, your experience, mm-hmm. and show your true self and move forward. That's what people are going to respond to most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember at the beginning, Terry and I would call each other after the show was over and be like, did that sound okay? Did I talk too much? Did I not talk enough? Did I say this right? Blah, blah, you know, we were, but after a few months of that, we were like, what we said was good, what we said was needed, and just trust that. And we don't do that anymore. So I think that showing up as yourself is the best thing that you can do for yourself, you know, to really
right.
To really show yourself that you're okay with who you are.
Yeah, I think sharing yourself, sharing your story, as I say it, can be a really powerful tool for yourself. I've found, you know, even myself, when I tell something about myself, I share it, I put it on the podcast, or I write about it on social media, not only could it be helping someone else, but you're in a way releasing that from yourself. Like, okay, I've shared that. I know I've grown. I know what I've learned. You're kind of releasing that so you don't feel like you're weighed down by it anymore. And that's been a really important thing for me to do, because if we don't release it, it's just going to keep weighing us down, and we don't want to do that to ourselves.
Yeah, I think that word release is a great synonym for surrender. And I think for some people that is the word that really – exonifies what it means to surrender. It means to release it, right? Release the pain, release the whatever. But it's also releasing your will, for me, to God's will. And that is a form of surrendering as well. Because like you said at the beginning, it's surrendering means a lot of different things. And it's just, there's so much, you know, compact into that one word and what it means. And it has so many different meanings to different people and different ways of processing, but as well as releasing, you know, the past, you know, like we always, Kelly and I always think of, we're great Disney fans. So we always think of, you know, Elsa and Frozen, you know, let it go. And we'll just belt that song out, you know, and there, I let it go. And, but it's also to me, when you go deeper into surrender and what that can mean to me, it's surrendering my will. You know, it's surrendering my will to God and trusting that his will is for my best good. And so no matter what happens, what grief or what pain I suffer in the moment, it, down the road, just because I'm 79 years old now, so I can look way back and I can see things that happened in my life that I could never get over and never lose the grief or the pain that those things caused me. And yet now I use that to serve others and to help others who are going through similar experiences. And so I can see, yeah, okay, I can trust that that experience was the will of my Heavenly Father to give me this opportunity now to serve others in experiencing what I experienced. So it's like, so that's another aspect of surrendering, is surrendering our will. And that's another way to, you know, to look at it and to think about it as well, you know, depending on what people's belief system is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what you mentioned, because I've met a lot of people that have dealt with grief in different ways. You know, it can be grief over the loss of a person or, you know, a marriage or a job, yeah. Whatever. We're all dealing with grief and loss. And I think that's an aspect of surrendering that can be really hard for people to let go of. You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes we become overwhelmed by the grief and it kind of sticks us to where we are instead of being able to work through it. And just as you were talking about that, there's so many different ways that we grieve things that we don't always realize that we're holding on to that and we're not moving forward from it.
Yeah, that's so true. So true.
Yeah, we can definitely get stuck in the story and mm-hmm. the feeling and not allow ourselves to process. And I think that I think there is an aspect of that in the grief process. And it's, how are you going to support yourself in processing it and continuing to move? And that doesn't mean that the pain goes away automatically or that you stop grieving. You just start to grieve in a different way.
Right. Yeah. There's that acceptance step in grief that we all have to get to. That we're mm-hmm. never going to leave behind the people we've lost or whatever it may be. We just have to leave behind the heaviness of the grief and the way it's, you know, taken over our lives. And, you know, easier said than done, of course. But
yeah, yeah.
I know for me, I think sharing whatever way that comes through, whether it's with friends or family, whether it's, you know, writing a story or saying it in a podcast or writing music. There's so many different ways that you can share it to let go of it and have that acceptance and, you know, like we said, that release of it, the release of the power it has over you, especially.
Yeah, well, ladies, we are almost out of time. And I want to give, Julie, I want to give you the opportunity to share how our listeners can get a hold of you. Or if you have something that you want to put out there, or even if you had a tool you wanted to share with us, this time is yours.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So going back to talking about how I help people start podcasts, I actually have a masterclass coming up later this month on April 25th. And I walk you through the first 5 steps to launch your own podcast and how to take your own unique voice and story and everything about who you are and turn it into whatever you're passionate about and turn it into a podcast that you can share with others. I've done it myself, you know, almost 3 years ago. I started this process and I started a podcast called The Story of My Pet. And it's been transformational for me to really be able to be a part of that world, talk to other pet parents from all over the world. And I've really become an advocate for animal rescue and fostering and adoption. So I've seen the transformation in myself. I know I can see it in others, especially women. We always need more women's voices. So my masterclass on Podcast Your Story Now, 5 Steps to Launch Your Own Podcast, is April 25th at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And I will post the link in your guys' Facebook group. So anybody that wants to find it, you can see it there.
Awesome. You already knew what I was going to ask by putting it in the group. Love that. Love that. Awesome. That sounds exciting.
Thank you. And if you want to check out my new podcast, which is actually called Podcast Your Story Now, that's the one I just started to help people with podcasting, but also to highlight other female podcasters and what they're using their podcast to support and help people with. So you can also check me out on that anywhere you find podcasts.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. That is so great. I think that we definitely need women voices out there as well, and we need real stories and things that people are passionate about. And, you know, the more good we put out, the more good that will come back. And I think that that's really, really important, really powerful.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing what you can do when you go into a new realm for yourself. You know, my previous profession was in higher education, so totally different than anything I do now as a podcaster and a coach. But like Perry said, I'm a lifelong learner, and I love just being in a new place where I'm constantly learning and I'm helping other people to learn and grow. And that's, I've just found that's the power of podcasting, and I just want to help more people be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love that. And it's so much easier to do than people think. You know, people ask me all the time, how did you guys get started? I'm like, we just did. I'm not, you know, it's like we decided we wanted to do it, and so we did it. You know, it doesn't have to be this drawn-out, hard process. Sometimes it just starts with doing one episode, you know, and letting it be messy, like you were talking about earlier.
Yep, just start messy, is what I say all the time.
Yeah, I think sometimes we build things up to be so scary and difficult and impossible, and then that keeps us, you know, from taking those baby steps. And podcasting is fun. So let it be fun, you know.
Yes, absolutely. There's so much fun to be had. And I love it's so fast. Just like we're talking now, people are listening live, people then listen on podcasting apps, and it's so much faster than other things like writing a blog and getting people to your website or writing a book, which can take a long time to get to the end point. And those are all great things, but podcasting is such a fast, like, let's do it and start right now and not keep waiting.
Well, thank you, Julie, for being on the show with us. We want to remind you that the 12 Steps to Freedom were created by Rhonda Britton, the CEO and founder of the Fearless Living Institute. If you'd like to know more about Fearless Living, please go to fearlessliving.org. You can find everything about Terry and I on fearlessgenerations.org, especially all the information on the fabulous retreat we have coming up in September that we would love to have you at. But only 10 women get to come, so go check it out and get in there before someone else takes your spot. We want to thank all of our wonderful guests that come on the show with us, but especially tonight, Julie. And thank you, Terry, for being here with me. And until next week, everybody, be fearless.
Be fearless. Good night. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you so much.